joining me on the line is Matthew Gordon, and he is here to talk to us about a new website which is helping more young people get their say in the lead-up to the election. Matthew, welcome.
Good morning. How are we?
Yeah, fantastic this morning. And what is the Our Say website?
Well, look, Our Say is an organisation that helps people connect with leaders using social media. And we're working with the Victorian Electoral Commission to engage first-time voters and young disengaged voters in the state election coming up in November.
What's happening? Why are people being disengaged with the election, do you think?
Well, I think often for young people, you know, politics is perceived to be irrelevant, boring, and to be fair, like when I watch the news and see what happens in Spring Street, I kind of agree. Often it just seems like a lot of aging white men arguing about a whole lot of different ideas. So this is really an opportunity actually to hand the ball over to young voters and to get young voters to actually think about what are the important questions that they have of political candidates in the lead up to election. And what we're doing is we're saying that the three most voted for questions in every electorate will be put to candidates who are running in those electorates to respond to those questions just before the election. And so we're encouraging young people to hop onto electionquestion.com, find their electorate, think about the questions that they would like to see answered, and then get their friends and their families to vote for the questions that they think are worthy of an answer.
And what age is considered to be young people? Is there an age limit on the people that can get involved with this service?
Look, we're aiming to sort of target 17 years old right up to 29. This is a cohort that has a huge lack of representation in terms of rocking up to vote and casting effective votes. So it's largely a group of people aged between 17 and 29 who are underrepresented and aren't really heard in the political debate.
And is there more or less engagement with state politics as opposed to federal? I mean, I would have thought that federal politics seems to get more coverage and therefore people are more up to speed, whereas maybe people are switching off a bit for the state election. Is that something that you've found?
I think that's true, actually. It is something that we do find that people are more engaged at the federal or even the international level. And actually, first-time voters these days are actually very savvy and have an international perspective as well. But it's actually the decisions that are made locally that have the greatest impact on their lives. You know, access to employment, education opportunities, health and well-being, mental health issues, all of these are actually managed at a state level. And so we think it's important that young people get a voice at this level.
And do we have any examples of the questions that have been coming through the site so far?
Well, look, so far we've we only just launched and we've had over 700 people register votes and questions across the 88 electorates, which is fantastic. And the key issues that are coming up that people want to see debated are mental health and mental illness issues, also stuff around higher education and employment opportunities. We're also seeing some really interesting and unique stories. There's a young man who lives in the seat of Buninyong, which is in Ballarat, east of Ballarat. And look, he's grown up his whole life in foster care, and he's had a poor experience of that, and he wants to know what can be done through DHS to improve the lives of others that sort of following a similar path to his. So the issues are can be quite local and quite personal, and sometimes they can be quite broad and general.
Yes, and I guess how does the vision of young people differ to the vision of people over 29? Are we seeing some sort of areas of disagreement and that it's really helping young people to have their voice by having this website?
Yeah, absolutely. Each of the questions that get raised often have a trail of comments where people are actually debating the issues and even debating whether, you know, it's a state issue or even a local issue or actually something that's reserved for the federal level. So it's actually what we found and what the research shows is that if you give people a positive experience in taking some level of civic action and they know that the questions that they put forward will get a response, then they're more likely to be informed and more likely to educate themselves around, you know, some of the technical aspects to policy making and political issues. For example, you know, what jurisdiction a particular issue belongs to, you know, how to vote and what the different parties are and what the different policy stances are. And just by giving people the opportunity to have their say first, then they're more likely to get involved and be an engaged citizen.
So it essentially comes down to people posting their question for their electorate, then the top three questions end up going on to the candidates. When will the questions be handed over?
The questions will get handed over on the 19th of October, and we're giving candidates a couple of weeks to respond via either a written response or a YouTube presentation. And our aim is to get 5,000 young people across the state engaged in a whole lot of questions and answers.
And we're pretty excited about the election here at the station, but there's still quite a few days to go yet. Are people really interested in it yet, or are people sort of waiting off until it gets a bit closer to the actual day on November 29?
Yeah, it's sort of funny, all the arguments and all the debates are sort of played out in the couple of weeks just prior to the election, and so we sort of felt it is important to give people a longer time to kind of consider the issues, consider the questions, and then actually consider the answers before polling day.
Yeah.
We want people to walk into polling day feeling confident that they know what they're voting for and what the issues that matter to them.
So it sounds like they're going to get something a bit more substantial and a bit more tangible, and maybe something that will translate into a policy outcome.
Yeah, absolutely. And our past experience with Our Say is that when you do engage on Our Say and put questions to politicians and they respond, we do find that you can get policy change, so it can lead to a greater impact as well.
So just for the listeners, if we can just hear one more time what the website is and how people get involved, just for those under 29 or 29 and under that want to engage?
Yeah, look, the best way to get involved is to visit electionquestion.com and follow the prompts.
electionquestion.com. Okay, well, Matthew, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, terrific to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Matthew Gordon there, the project director from Our Say, which is asking these interesting questions towards people in the various electorates.